Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Teshuta Drikta Hareshu. Griha Koshanujivishu. Anujivishu. Nirudhena Mamatvena. Namamatena Vishaye Svanva Bhadyatam Svanva Bhadyatam. Translation by His Divine Grace, Esi Bhakti Venanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. These sons and grandsons were virtually plunderers of King Puranjana's riches, including his home, treasury, servants, secretaries, and all other paraphernalia. Puranjana's attachment for these things were very deep-rooted. So please repeat. These sons and grandsons were virtually plunderers of King Puranjana's riches, including his home, treasury, servants, secretaries, and all other paraphernalia. Puranjana's attachment for these things was very deep-rooted. Purport. In this verse, the word Rikta Hareshu, meaning plunderers of wealth, is very significant. One's sons, grandsons, and other descendants are ultimately plunderers of one's accumulated wealth. There are many celebrated businessmen and industrialists who produce great wealth and are highly praised by the public, but all their money is ultimately plundered by their sons and grandsons. In India, we have actually seen one industrialist who, like King Puranjana, was very much sexually inclined and had a half dozen of wives. Each of these wives had a separate establishment that necessitated the expenditure of several thousand of rupees. When I was engaged in talking with him, I saw that he was very busy trying to secure money so that all his sons and daughters would get at least 500,000 rupees each. Thus, such industrialists, businessmen, or kamis are called mudha in the Shastra. They work very hard, accumulate money, and are satisfied to see that this money is plundered by their sons and grandsons. Such people do not want to return their wealth to its actual owner. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram yagyatapasam, yagyatapasam, sarvaloka maheshvaram, kamaheshvaram, suridam sarvabhutanam, sarvabhutanam, gyadvamam, shantimrichatim. The real proprietor of all wealth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the actual enjoyer. So-called earners of money are those who simply know tricks by which they can take away God's money under the guise of business and industry. After accumulating this money, they enjoy seeing it plundered by their sons and grandsons. This is the materialistic way of life. In materialistic life, one is encaged within the body and deluded by false egoism. Thus one thinks, I am this body, I am a human being, I am an American, I am an Indian. This bodily conception is due to false ego. Being deluded by false ego, one identifies himself with a certain family, nation, or community. In this way, one's attachment for the material world grows deeper and deeper. Thus, it becomes very difficult for the living entity to extricate himself from his entanglement. Such people are graphically described in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 16, 13, 15, in this way. Idam adya maya labdham imam prapse manoratham idam astidam apime babishyati punardhanam asau maya khata shatru anishye chaparam api ijvaroham maham bhogi sidoham balavan sukhi adyo bijanavan asmi konyosti sadrisho mayam akshe dashyami modishya ityagyana vimohitaham. Translation: the demoniac person thinks, so much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase it in the future more and more. He is my enemy, and I have killed him, and my other enemy will also be killed. I am the lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am the richest man, surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices. I shall give some charity, and thus I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. In this way, people engage in various laborious activities in their attachment for body, home, family, nation, and community, and become more and more deep-rooted. Their attachment for body, home, family, nation, and community becomes more and more deep-rooted. So I read the verse again. Teshu tandrikta hareshu griha kosha nujibishu nirudhena mamadvena vishayesh vanvabadyatam. These sons and grandsons were virtually plunderers of King Puranjana's riches, including his home, treasury, servants, secretaries, and all other paraphernalia. Puranjana's attachment for these things was very deep-rooted. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, nitai go premanande. Om agyanati mirandasya gyananjala shalakaya shaksur militam yena tasmai si gurave namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Karoti Vachalam, Pangum Langayate Girim, Yat Kripata Maham Vande, Shigurum Dinatharinam. So this chapter and the other chapter of the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is making a very vivid, very realistic description of the materialistic lifestyle, demoniac lifestyle. Materialistic, demoniac, practically means the same. And Prabhupada explained in the purport how this King Puranjana is like this big industrialist in the modern age who are making a lot of money by tricks. Actually, this so-called democracy of modern age means that those who are more expert than others, they take everything for them and they leave nothing for others. This is the meaning of democracy. Actually, there is no, it is not fair system, democracy. It is a system that those who are more tricky, they take everything and they leave nothing for others. And here, Prabhupada explained how this is this demoniac mentality of due to family attachment, due to uncontrolled sex desires. And he shows by quoting the verse of fifth chapter, Bhaktaram Yagatapasam Savaloka Maheshvaram. He shows how these people are stealing the property of Krishna and taking pleasure afterwards to see this property of Krishna stolen again by their son and grandsons. So Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada and the Acharya, they show how this material understanding of family and material consciousness is very inauspicious, is very bad, is compared to a terrible organization of plundering, of so they want to make, like Narada Muni is preaching to Maharaj Prachinabharishat in this direction. He wants to tell him, this is wrong. You are wrong with this mentality of materialistic way of life. He wants to show him how inauspicious and dark and how it is no good, actually. And these allegories of plundering is helping us to realize the inauspiciousness of material existence, of material consciousness. So there is a description, actually, this image of plundering is already used differently in the philosophy of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. For example, everybody had heard about these highway robbers, the six senses. They are highway robbers, plunderers. So what are they doing, these six senses? They are stealing the valuable treasury of our human life. It is a great asset. We have got this rarely achieved human life. And these terrible senses are very, very busy to divert our attention to so many unnecessary activities centered around enjoyment of the senses, and of whom the most important enjoyment is considered to be sex life in material existence. So this is this example that the poor conditioned soul is being totally plundered by his own senses and wasting his valuable precious life, human life, and not getting anywhere, but only having to take birth again and become again victim of this plundering of the senses. So this is a very vivid example. So the Acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, the Shastra, are constantly preaching to us, this is no good, you are wasting your time. Don't go into this materialistic lifestyle. And instead, they are preaching to us, become a devotee and fix your mind in divine consciousness. So there is, we will try to get the blessing of the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. There is a few verses who explain what means divine consciousness. So we can recite together. Shishi Goranitai ki jai. Shishi Krishna Balaram ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So the fifth chapter is a wonderful chapter. He explained action in Krishna consciousness, as you know. And there is 29 verses. All very wonderful, and we can read some section of it. It's very nice. So this one I choose, yes, this one. Neva kinchit karomiti yukto manyeta tadvadi pasyam tsingvan sprishan jigran ashtam gacham nepan svasham pralatam desijan grinam unmishan nimishanati Indriyam Indriya Teshu Bhatanta Hitidharayam. A person in divine consciousness, although engaged in seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, hearing, eating, moving about, sleeping and breathing, always knows that within himself, that he actually does nothing at all. Because while speaking, evacuating, receiving, or opening or closing his eyes, he always knows that only the material senses are engaged with their object and that he is aloof from them. So we can continue. Pramaniya daya karmani sangam chakra karatiya lipyate na sapapenam padma patram evambasam. One who performs his duty without attachment, surrendering the result unto the Supreme Lord, is unaffected by sinful action, as the lotus leaf is untouched by water. Kayena manasa buddhya kevaler indriyerapi yogino karma kunvanti sangam chatvatma shudaye. The yogis, abandoning attachment, act with body, mind, intelligence, and even with the senses, only for the purpose of purification. So it is beautiful, isn't it? Very nice. So it is a description of the divine consciousness given in the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that the yogi engages everything for the purpose of purification. He knows that his senses act actually by the power of the arrangement of the modes of material nature, that he does nothing at all, he knows very well. And then he is totally detached from the result of his activities. He surrenders the result unto the Supreme, and is unaffected by any sinful action due to such a divine consciousness. And because he is unaffected by sinful action, he is like a lotus leaf untouched by water. So there is a nice one a little later. I like to read for you also. Jnanena tutada jnanam yesham nashitam atmanam tesham aditya vachikanam prakashayati tatparam. When, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nations is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. So this verse is very nice, very beautiful verse, that this knowledge compared to light. When there is a lump of ghee, when Prabhu, Gadadhar Sahu Prabhu is passing among us with the beautiful lump of ghee during Mongol Arctic, I remember this verse like that. When this knowledge is coming in the heart, which is by which the nations is destroyed. This knowledge reveals everything, and the sun, as the sunlight lights up everything in the daytime. So this is Krishna is encouraging us into divine consciousness. He's saying, go to Tamasima Jyotirgama, he's saying like that. Give up darkness, go to the light, go to divine consciousness. So he's encouraging us in this direction. And the same verse is saying also that when one's mind, intelligence, faith and refuge, they are all fixed in the Supreme. If we fix our mind, our faith, our conviction, our intelligence, all in the Supreme, or in the spiritual master who is representative of the Supreme, then knowledge, all misgivings, all the doubts will be destroyed through complete knowledge, and like that we can proceed very straight towards Krishna consciousness. So then, he continued to describe the characteristic of such a high personality devotee, the famous 518. Vidya Vinaya Sampane, you know this one. So please recite with me. Vidya Vinaya Sampane, Pramanega Vihastini, Suniceva Sapake Cham, Pandita Ksamadashina. So, this divine personality is very Panditak Samadarshina, he sees everybody like his brothers. Actually, we can say like that. He sees them equally, but he sees them with love also, as his brothers. And he doesn't discriminate whether one is a higher status, social status, or whether he's even higher species of life or lower. He doesn't discriminate. He sees even an ant, like Jadabharata. He sees even any living entity as his brother. So it is a real family consciousness, actually. We are reading in the Bhagavatam now the description of the demoniac understanding of family, which is totally illusory and based only on bodily consciousness, demoniac consciousness. But there is actually a high understanding of family. Family exists also in the spiritual world. You know, Krishna also has a very wonderful family. He's with Radharani, he's with Lalita, Vishakha, the Ashtasakhis, with hundreds, thousands of gopis, gopas, the cows, the trees. Yesterday I read that the trees in Vrindavan are made of jewels. They are made of jewels, and the rivers are also, the water is like jewel, and the drink, because Krishna many times have some very nice fruit juice drinks, and they are also made of jewels. Everything is totally beautiful, and all this wonderful item of the spiritual world, Chintamani Prakara Sadma Shukalpa Vriksha. You know, please repeat. Chintamani Prakara Sadma Shukalpa Vriksha Laksha Vriteshu Surabira Vipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasa Shata Sambrama Sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Venung Banantamara Vindadalayataksham Bharavatam Samasitam Burasundarangam Kandarpakoti Kamaniya Visheshashobam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Alola Chandra Kala Sadvana Malavamsi Ratnangadam Pranaya Keli Kala Vilasam Shyamam Tribanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So we could go on, but maybe I should also try to speak in Italy. Otherwise, okay. So this is Brahma Samhita. Brahma Samhita, you know, is recited by Lord Brahma. He described at the moment of his realization of Krishna consciousness, full realization, he described the spiritual world with all different elements and all different philosophical aspects. And this is, Prabhupada recommended this meditation daily, actually. Daily we should recite some of these verses of Brahma Samhita as a regular function. And we absorb like that our consciousness very nicely in thinking about the real family, the blissful family. Prabhupada even say like that. And this is a blissful family. This material understanding is not blissful. It's full of, as it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's full of terrible problems. Plunderers, highway robbers. This is not a good... This is not a good story. It's a bad story. So, as the member of this Hare Krishna movement, Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada explained that we are trying to push this Brahmanical culture, which is Krishna consciousness actually. We are trashing, and we are in a world of demoniac culture. So he says it is a very difficult task. But, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are being somehow a little bit successful. Prabhupada is very humble, saying like that. Actually, he's having a tremendous success. This tremendous success, what ISKCON already achieved on this Earth planet is wonderful. It's wonderful. Thousand, millions of devotees, millions of books distributed, so many temples, so many people now know at least a little bit about Krishna. So, Prabhupada is very, always very modest and humble as a pure devotee of the Lord. So he's saying we are having a little success, and it is a very difficult task to push this Brahmanical culture. But we are trying, and by Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we are having little success. So, this Brahmanical culture is teaching us how to enter a Krishna family, actually. This is the whole purpose. Prabhupada says like that Krishna is so kind, that he comes on this Earth planet and is showing us, you see, I am also a person, just like you, and I also have a family. He's saying like that. So, please join my family. Join my family. So we may say, yes, but I also have a family. I have brothers and mother and father. How can I join your family? I already have a family. So Krishna says, so no problem, you take all your family with you. You make them join also my family, Krishna's family, the real family, the blissful family. So Prabhupada is preaching many times how we can actually make our family blissful and real. It is by the process of education. When Prabhupada arrived in Dallas in 70, I forgot the exact date, he arrived in Dallas and gave an arrival address in the airport. And he spoke about the glory of education, of the proper education. Komaram Machara, how you say, Komaram? Acharet Pragyo, thank you. Komaram Acharet Pragyo, Dharman Bhagavatam Yaha. Prahlad Maharaj is preaching his classmate about this principle of teaching Krishna consciousness from very early age. This is not right to think, oh, I have so much time in this life, I will take care of my Krishna consciousness later when I become near death. For now, I can take advantage of the good asset of being a human being. It is wrong. No. Prahlad Maharaj is saying, immediately try to start this process, Gomaram, from the very tender age of childhood. And this is actually the responsibility of family members to educate. This education is so essential. So we have a role of educator. If you know something about Krishna consciousness, it is your duty to teach to others, to give to others. So many people are not ready to hear anything, any advice, any good advice. So before being able to teach them or to advise anything, we have to prepare them by the process of Harinam Sankirtan. Sheshi Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. So that's why we have to go on the street of Paris, of New York, of Moscow, of Delhi, and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So this educational system actually is very high, very, very high. Actually, what Bhagavad Gita is telling us to do is to become very advanced. He wants us to become pure devotees, to be actually absorbed in divine consciousness, seeing all living entity as brothers, as servant of Krishna. So what is our qualification? Manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagya upadruta. We are very unfortunate. We are very slow. We are very bad. This is our qualification. We are Kali Yuga fellows. Manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagya upadruta. The word manda means slow and means also bad, and means also a combination of slow and bad. So this is our asset in Kali Yuga. And so how is it possible that we become absorbed in divine consciousness? This looks very, very, very difficult. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. He knows that we are very unqualified, and he comes with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He says, don't worry, you are very unqualified, but I am here and I'm showing you how to do. Just join this Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is a very essential practice because we have no qualification. So it is our only hope that somehow or other we can be engaged in this Harinam Sankirtan with all enthusiasm, all strength, Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yadicham Purusham Param, so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give us his mercy, and we can become useful in this wonderful ISKCON movement meant to educate the whole world against demoniac consciousness. We are trying to push this Vaishnav culture, Brahmanical culture. And in this Kali Yuga, actually, this means pushing this practice of Hare Krishna chanting. So that's why we go on the street, we show the example, what it means, chanting Hare Krishna, we distribute prasadam. And it is very, very important. So, actually, a devotee, by this practice of chanting on the street, he realized that everybody around is family member. He sees the people smiling, he sees the people clapping their hands, dancing, and you see that these people actually are servants of Krishna. They just need to be informed about it. I remember as a child, when I was in the metro of Paris with my mother, I was very young, like 6-7 years old, and I was seeing many people around, and they looked nice people. So I was telling my mother, "Mother, why don't we speak to them? They look so nice, these people." And my mother was saying, "No, we are in the metro. You are not supposed to speak to people you don't know." This is a practice in Paris, that people don't speak to each other. If you go one day, you will see the metro is deadly. I heard that the Delhi also metro is the same, that people, they imitate the Western style, so they don't speak. But then there is a great opportunity that you can go in the metro with an harmonium and a mridanga. And you can do what is called a metro yoga. You can chant the Hare Krishna mantra in the metro. So many years ago, more than 40 years later, so let's think about it. 2008, we started this metro yoga. So that means, yes, I was 51. That means 45 years later. 45 years later, I understood there is a way to be nice to all the people of the metro. My childhood dream was fulfilled by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is a way to be friendly, actually. And what it is the Krishna consciousness. You chant Hare Krishna, you invite people to be your family members in the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Huh? So we have a favorite tune in the metro, which is actually Aindra's tune. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much, Prabhu. So it is 5 to 9, and I don't want to go too late. So please have a comment or a question, otherwise I can speak another 5 minutes. So please, any comment or question?
So thank you, Gadahar Priya Prabhu, for thank such you. Sweet class and very helpful class in Krishna consciousness, Yudhapita, the real spiritual work, Kautim, Brahma Sanghita, and all these things. That's the real Mood, Prabhupada's movement, Krishna consciousness. But I have a point. So we see that purity is the force and preaching is the essence. So we keep Prabhupada's instruction as they are. The mood of Krishna consciousness will be as you describe. But we see factually that contamination by or anarthas are coming to ISKCON because the bodies, they are not taking properly Krishna consciousness. Woman is pure, but we are chanting holy name, but sometimes many problems. People not come to class, people not follow principles, and people not behave properly. So my question is, how we should correct this deviation, this contamination, this wonderful movement of Prabhupada, to avoid not transfer this, you know, whimsically behavior in Krishna consciousness. I have seen for many years, also especially in India, many problems going good, but at the same time, the proper behavior of devotees is lacking. So how we can correct these sins and bring back to the real essence of the spiritual divine consciousness, which is Krishna consciousness? It is clear, the question?
Yes. So, thank you, Prabhu, Vishuddha Sarva Prabhu. It's a nice question, very essential question. So actually, we have not much power to correct. What we can try to be good family members among all of us. Actually, as a member of ISKCON, we can follow in the footsteps of Acharyas, Lord Nityananda, and try with all sincere intention to encourage our brothers, our friends in Krishna consciousness to come to the nice standard, to follow in the footsteps of the six Goswami of Vrindavan. I wanted to speak also that to join Krishna's family actually is a very high thing, because that means to give up sense gratification, to give up the attachment for eating, sleeping, mating and defending. It is so high education. But it is required. There is no question to enter Krishna's family if you don't get to this high standard that the six Goswami of Vrindavan were showing. Nidra hara vihara ka divijito chatyanta dino chayo bande rupa sanatana dago yoga shijiva gopalako. And our only hope to reach to this standard is the mercy of Srimati Radharani, of Krishna, of Lord Balaram, who will give us the strength. Lord Nityananda will give us the strength. And Krishna will give us intelligence, and Radharani will be compassionate to us. And we need the help of all the Vaishnavas. And it is our responsibility to be a good family member. There is a very good example that I have a friend who went out of the movement many years ago when there was some problem happened to our common spiritual master. So he went out of the movement. He became a woman hunter. So he was having simultaneously five girlfriends at the same time. But what happened is one of them actually was a very nice lady, and she started to interview him about his past life. She could see this boyfriend is not exactly like other boyfriend. And she found out that he was a devotee of Krishna before. And this girlfriend, she said, "But what are you doing? You are a devotee of Krishna. But this is so nice, this Krishna devotee. So this Krishna consciousness." And actually, she told him, "Why don't you come back to your Krishna consciousness?" And she preached to him, and she became his wife. And now they are a very nice couple in south of France, very fixed up, very nice preacher. So it is a wonderful example how the wife of a fallen devotee and the girlfriend of a fallen devotee became his wife, preached to him and took him back to Krishna consciousness. So it is how we can help each other. We are all more or less fallen in this material world. We are all, many of us, very still attached to eating, sleeping, and all this problem. I am also. And I read yesterday, actually, there is a demon that Krishna killed, which represents laziness. Laziness. So this demon is a Shakatasura, the cart, cart demon. Mm. So we should pray to Krishna to destroy this demon in ourselves, of not waking up earlier in the morning, of laziness.
So what you say looks very nice, but I want to make a controversial point, because it's good to interaction. You say it's not right. Prabhupada always say that when there are problems, even in that family, we are the family. I am completely 100% agree what you say. You give very nice hope. But it is also our duty as leaders, everybody, to correct in a humble way this kind of not wanted, unwanted situation. Because the role of Prabhupada, the Acharya, was to correct that. If we read Prabhupada's books, there are the source to keep the standard. So this situation, maybe I use question myself, is not proper training, or maybe they are not following proper Krishna consciousness way. So it is not only the mercy of Radharani and Balaram like that, but we should make effort ourselves. And as leaders, we correct any deviation with love and care. Otherwise, this movement is in dangerous.
Yes.
This is my point.
Thank you, Prabhupada.
And we have the right and the duty as Prabhupada's Chanyo disciples to keep the legacy of Krishna consciousness as it is.
Yes. Thank you, very nice. Thank you, Prabhupada. Mataji?
Nearly the same, Prabhu. An Uttama Adhikari, he sees Paramatma in all living entities. And today we heard that see them as brothers, which is better. Because sometimes our brothers bully us, you know.
What they do?
Sometimes the brothers bully us.
Ah, okay. Yes. Okay. So thank you all very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.